Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Festival de Cannes. Today I'm in company of Abhi Shoki, director of Yomedin Screening Hearing Competition. So Abhi, how did it start for you, and what did you decide to depict this story about? What did you find in the festival interview, an Egyptian taboo?
10 years ago, I shot a documentary about a leper colony in Egypt. So I heard a lot of great stories there about people that, you know, that tragic stories, that people that have been abandoned there and never heard from their families again. And I thought it would be an interesting story to make a film about someone who travels across Egypt to find his family and ask them why they never came back for him. And this is how I had the idea. Then the story stayed for me for a very long time until I had the chance to write it 5 years ago. And this is how it really started to, you know, go into the production of the film.
Was it clear for you from the beginning that even if it was something that very connected to your country and that social problem, it was still a very universal story, I mean, about outsiders not being accepted?
Yes, because the story of the underdog is a universal story. People like to root for someone who is struggling hard, much harder than other people. And I think it doesn't matter where he's from or where it's taking place. If this guy doesn't have the same privileges that other people have, people will root for him easier.
I was telling your producer that while I was watching the film, I thought that the lesson, if we could think about a message or the lesson that we could learn from a film, is that we should all learn to look at people like Obama does. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the main message of the film was that we wanted to show people beyond their deformities. We wanted people to care about the character of the person and not necessarily what he looks like. And I think if we show him enough on screen, and people will eventually get used to the idea, and they will stop being so sensitive about it and start thinking about who is this character.
Why do you think that it's so difficult, especially in this very moment in the world, like to go beyond diversity, like appearances, as a filmmaker?
Because it's such a shallow thing to judge people based on what they look like in a world where there are so many misconceptions, where everything is becoming more dangerous and everyone's becoming more angry about other things. What really matters is like the character of a person, what he's like. And I think that it's important to kind of show that. I mean, it's kind of a universal story in a way that like people are trying to be accepted. This film comes out of the Middle East. There's a preconceived notion that it has to be about politics or religion or war. And why? You know, like, you're watching European films and American films and Asian films where you don't have that misconception. You just want to watch a good film. So why shouldn't there be a film coming out of the Middle East that is that?
Should we be always in company of the people that are outsiders or freaks like us, or it is better to try and force things and try and be accepted despite everything?
I think you should surround yourself with people that are good people. It doesn't matter what their background is, what their religion is, what their cultural like history is. It doesn't really matter. What matters is somebody said, I forget who said that, but all the world's problems can be solved with just two people sitting quietly in a room together. And there was a scene in the film where the religious guy is with Rodi, they're shackled together, and they kind of realize that we're just like, what is all this? This is just stupidity. So it doesn't, you know, at some point you realize that we're just humans.
As a filmmaker, what do you think that the role of filmmakers is today? Especially right now, you're in competition, you're in Cannes, in a very special moment in history, a very difficult moment. So do you feel like a responsibility as a filmmaker, or is it something that you're not interested in?
I think the main responsibility is to take risks as a filmmaker, to take risks to tell really good stories, that you have to tell stories that are unconventional, that you don't see all the time. And kind of tell audiences, hey, there's something else out there instead of like the things that you see most of the time. And I think there has to be more risk-taking.
And we've been talking to Abhi Shoghi, director of Yom Edin screening at the 71st Cannes Film Festival in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.